Welcome to the Poets Register for Sunday, March 18th, 2018. On this date in 1922, British magistrates in India sentenced Mahatma Gandhi to 6 years in prison. Activist and leader of the Indian independence movement against British rule, Gandhi inspired movements for civil rights and freedom through nonviolent civil disobedience. He once said, "I object to violence because when it appears to do good, the good is only temporary. The evil it does is permanent." Gandhi was assassinated in 1948 while walking to a prayer meeting in New Delhi.
On this date in 1940, Benito Mussolini and Italy joined Hitler in Germany's war against France and Britain. Today in 1965, cosmonaut Alexei Leonov left his spacecraft Voskhod 2 for 12 minutes, becoming the first person to walk in space. It's the birthday of writer John Updike, born in 1932 in Reading, Pennsylvania. He is best known for his subtle depiction of American middle-class life. Two books in his wildly popular Rabbit series, Rabbit is Rich and Rabbit at Rest, won the Pulitzer Prize.
March 18th is also the birthday of Joy Fielding, author of 26 novels, including See Jane Run and Someone is Watching. She submitted her first story to a magazine when she was 8 years old. Jack and Jill rejected it. At 12, she wrote her first movie script of a girl who murders her parents. It was also rejected, but in the words of Fielding, caused my parents many a sleepless night.
George Plimpton, American journalist, writer, and literary editor, was born on this date in 1927. He was known for his sports writing and for helping to found the Paris Review. Plimpton practiced what he called participatory journalism, competing in professional sporting events and then recording his experience.
Here's a poem by Matthew Olsman, letter beginning with two lines by Czesław Miłosz. You whom I could not save, listen to me. Can we agree Kevlar backpacks shouldn't be needed for children walking to school? Those same children also shouldn't require a suit of armor when standing on their front lawns, or snipers to watch their backs as they eat at McDonald's. They shouldn't have to stop to consider the speed of a bullet or how it might reshape their bodies. But one winter, back in Detroit, I had one student who opened a door and died. It was the front door to his house. But it could have been any door, and the bullet could have written any name. The shooter was 13 years old and was aiming at someone else. But a bullet doesn't care about aim. It doesn't distinguish between the innocent and the innocent. And how is the bullet supposed to know this child would open the door at the exact wrong moment? Because his friend was outside and screaming for help. Did I say I had one student who opened a door and died? That's wrong. There were many. The classroom of grief had far more seats than the classroom for math, though every student in the classroom for math could count the names of the dead. A kid opens a door. The bullet couldn't possibly know, nor could the gun, because guns don't kill people. They don't have minds to decide such things. They don't choose or have a conscience. And when a man doesn't have a conscience, we call him a psychopath. This is how we know what type of assault rifle a man can be, and how we discover the hell that thrums inside each of them. Today, there's another shooting with dead kids everywhere. It was a school, a movie theater, a parking lot. The world is full of doors, and you, whom I cannot save, you may open a door and enter a meadow or a eulogy. And if the latter, you will be mourned, then buried in rhetoric. There will be monuments of legislation, little flowers made from red tape. What should we do, we'll ask again. The earth will close like a door above you. What should we do? And that click you hear? That's just our voices, the deadbolt of discourse sliding into place.
This has been the Poets Register for Sunday, March 18th, 2018. And in the words of playwright Tom Stoppard, every exit is an entry to somewhere else.
See you next time on the Poets Register.
Love, love.